The History of the Leech Lake Reservation with Elaine Fleming. This program is supported by funds from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Bujo nindinawe magani dog beshiku benesia kwe indigo mang indu dem ga osa squajime kag indun jaba ga misqua wako kag inda Elaine Fleming nindishna kaz. So mi gwech for another day of life. Mi gwech. So today we're continuing an interview with Helen Kondo. And Helen was born in 1948. In what room at the Cassock Indian Hospital?
Room 25.
Room 25. And she said in her last interview that that room is still there. And so today we're going to be talking about the American Indian movement and how Helen found her courage. And so I begin by just asking where you graduated and what happened.
Oh, I grew up in the city of Minneapolis and was placed into a foster home and went through school there. So I graduated from Patrick Henry High School in North Minneapolis in 1966. Then I went on and gradually I got married and started having children and was pretty much out of the loop living in farm country north of Minneapolis. And at that time my sister was involved in American Indian Movement. When it started, I know that my brother Bobby Taylor was a Marine when they began that, I guess it would be called AIM patrol, because the police were beating a lot of our young men up, and they had beat my brother very bad one time when he was 19 on leave from the Marines in California base. And Mary Jane Wilson and Dennis Banks, Clyde Belcourt, and I'm sorry for forgetting the names of the other people involved, that went to see my brother in the hospital and saw what grave damage they had done to him, beating him up so bad. And that started, I think, some of the AIM patrol at that time. And so my sister Elaine had been living at home and got to know a lot of people, and she had quite a personality. She had a lot of wit, and people really enjoyed her. And I'd remember coming to her house, and there'd be different members of the American Indian Movement there at her home while she was raising her kids. And so I was really impressed with what courage she had. I was more like a mouse. I had no courage. I was the family people pleaser in my way, trying to see that everybody was happy and everything they needed. So I grew up more like a caretaker in that respect. And years went by. Elaine's involvement included all the marches to, you know, that AIM was doing.
Well, one question I have is, like, what was the involvement with the women in the Anishinaabe women back in those days? And wasn't there something to do with women being assaulted or?
That was the second formation of the American Indian Movement patrol on the streets to get women safely to their homes, you know, portal to portal type type of thing, because there had been murders in the area. They had discovered Indian women's bodies grotesquely displayed by an unknown killer, and you know, more than two, they began to term it as serial killings. So Elaine had asked me prior to her dying, she couldn't go out as the warrior woman that she was anymore, and she asked me if I would do that for her. So when those killings started happening, I noticed I wasn't afraid. I all of a sudden felt so strong. I wanted to stop the killing of our innocent women who were just going about doing their own business, you know, and some were in transition, some were misplaced through custody battles with former spouses or husbands, and gathering together in the bar areas on Franklin Avenue. We were kind of like a group, and we would look out for one another. But when they started turning up missing or dead, we started doing something, and I was in my place working for Elaine in the AIM office, the patrol office. A man came in and said, "Helen, there's been another one. Angie Sweet was the second one. Kathleen Bowman, I did not know her personally, but Angie Sweet was a friend of mine." And that's when my inside, I turned rageful, and I wanted to stop whoever this was and what he was doing. And then they came in the office within a couple months, or I don't even know if it was weeks, but and said, "There's been another one again." And that was Angie Green. So I didn't even think about myself. And that's where I learned the courage, that what I was doing for the other women, for the families, for the less fortunate, for the suffering, I was brave. I could knock down walls. I could kick in doors. I was powerful, enraged to help our people, and started beginning to see that advocating and working for others was my journey.
Mm-hmm. So what happened to Elaine at that time?
Elaine had, which our family had problems with kidney failure. Ultimately, all my family members, except for my dad, had died from kidney failure. Other ailments led them up to that. Elaine was suffering a form of MS, and they couldn't remove her kidneys because they were working at 5%, and it's against the law to remove the kidney if it's working anything. So Elaine had to live on dialysis until one day she called me over to talk to me and said she can't live anymore. She hasn't been living. She's just existing. And she's going to let herself die. Which I got angry.
When Elaine, when she passed away, and you were both working with the American Indian Movement and protecting our people as warrior women, but when Elaine passed away, would you tell us about bringing her home and about what happened with her ceremonies and her burial?
It was so awesome and so powerful. We came home to Onigam with her body, and our traditionally, my dad had all of us children baptized Episcopalian, and so when we arrived, all the people in Onigum were, it was so beautiful, sitting and singing the songs that, and so we had respect for that. And once they went home for the evening, Bill Means was leading our ceremonies, so he told me to go ahead and get our things and set them up now that the others had left. So they did a wake for Elaine with the highest AIM honors as an AIM warrior who was there covering children from bullets and Wounded Knee Church, and with her body. And Clyde sent his sendant skirt. Bill Means did beautiful ceremonies for her. And then all the AIM warriors were the pallbearers, and they respectfully carried her casket to the church for the church to complete the service of burial for her, funeral rite. And they then brought the casket back to the warriors, or the warriors took up the casket and took it to the cemetery for also full AIM honor burial for a fallen warrior.
So it was, I think today, even today, we still have those conflicts when we have that conflict between Christianity and Ojibwe traditional ways, or Lakota traditional ways, when we bury our people. And but what I'd like to end the show, and I would like to ask you, Helen, I want to say miigwech first for all the work that you and your sister did, but also I'd just like to end with just if you could tell us a little bit about what you do now and finding yourself, your way home here to Leech Lake Nation.
In that area, I'm also very grateful to the American Indian Movement for introducing me to mind, spirit, body, and meeting all the spiritual medicine men of the Lakota people. I was adopted by Floyd Hand as a little sister, and he had taught me a lot through the Inupi, Minuwa, also the Hioka. And so I learned a lot from that, and I'm really grateful. So it brought me to my spiritual awakening, and I met Porky White. And he told me, you can be grateful for all those beautiful teachings from the Lakota people, but it's time for you to come home now to the Midewiwin. And so I did, miigwech to Porky White. In his memory, I'm a member of the Midewiwin for nearly 20 years now.
Porky White and Hartley White and all those people all around this Leech Lake Nation who have paved that path for us, that Mikinat, for us to follow in this current day and age of electricity and indoor toilets and running water, but really of the great strides we have made, and that we want to remember those people. They say that when people die, when you quit talking about them, when you forget about them in that way, that's when they're actually dead. And so I want to say miigwech to Helen, and I want to say miigwech to all of those people who have led the way. Miigwech, bisan dawi eg, miigwech, mi iu. Ya eha, ya eha, ya eha.